The next question is about government finances. When we think about government finances, many of us immediately think taxes. But taxes are only one way to finance government. Fees are another means of generating revenue, and sometimes a hotly debated means. Fees can be paid directly to the village or to third parties for village-mandated products and services. How do you view the different use of fees versus taxes to fund activities of the village of Little Chute?
I'm a firm believer in the bottom line. If you pay $5,000 in taxes and nothing in fees, compared to if you pay $3,000 in taxes and $3,000 in fees, bottom line is I'd rather just pay the taxes and nothing in fees. Fees are okay. Like we have a fee we just increased by roughly $32 for the garbage collection system, and that's fine. But one thing I never want to do is say, hey, look at us. We did a good job. We didn't increase the tax rate. Well, I think it went up 0.17% this year, which is very good. But you must add in the additional 30-some dollars in fees paid there. Plus, we have other fees. And the more we increase fees, we darn well better not increase taxes. That's the bottom line.
That's a good distinction. One of the distinctions that I've heard people making is that fees that are paid for mandatory services are really taxes, whereas fees that are paid for services that can be avoided are true fees. An example would be fees for the pool membership versus the fees for the garbage collection, because nobody can do without the garbage collection. When it comes to fees for the pool, though, the argument is made that children use the pool, and children don't have earned income usually, or at least not significant earned income. And so there's questions of subsidizing the pool fees. And so there you have a traditional balancing act there. How much of the pool gets funded through taxes, the general levies, and how much through fees? How do you see, in a concrete case like the pool, how do you see that kind of issue being decided?
Well, I would like to make one comment on taxes versus fees that I think gets kind of to the heart of this. When 100% of the populace benefits from something, then I think it's fine to just have that all on taxes. Mm-hmm. If you have 30-40% that benefits from something, then I think fees are a little bit more appropriate. Mm-hmm. Your reference to the pool, mm-hmm. Yes, we want to make sure that the children have the opportunity to use that, so I can see subsidizing it, but I also am in favor of continuing to keep fees. One other point on the fee business is, take public education. Mm-hmm. If I didn't have any children, I still pay for it. But it appears that we have agreed that it is overall for the greater good of the country to have an educated populace, and that repays it. So even though I might not have any kids in school, the product of that education is going to assist me as well as the country.
Yes, good analogy and good analysis there.